This conference will now be recorded.
Okay, so welcome everyone to the DCAT meeting. It's November the 8th. And we have a new agenda style that I'd like to try out, a new sort of morphing the meeting and trying to get more productive inside the meeting and outside. We actually adopted this internally at the Dura Space organization, this meeting format shift, and it seems to be working pretty well for us internally. And so I wanted to try it out with this group. You'll notice that it's very action oriented, and it also hopefully is a bit easier for someone who doesn't have the opportunity to attend the meeting to get a really quick overview of what was discussed, you know, what the topics were, what was discussed, and what some of the action items are that came out of the meeting. So hopefully makes it really transparent to people. So in addition to having the recording available for people, there's these notes that hopefully will be a bit more succinct. Additionally, I would like to propose that we start rotating the note-taking. Right now, I'll take the notes. If you notice, I have a list of attendees, and I basically started out with just pasting everyone who's in DCAT on the list, and then I just identify those who actually ended up attending the meeting. But there's a yellow star next to my name, and that means I was the note taker. I will be the note taker for the meeting. But I think what I'm going to do is just rotate through the list alphabetically going forward, and hopefully it's pretty straightforward. If you have questions about note taking and you're the note taker for the next meeting, please let me know, and I will do my best to get the agenda out much earlier so we have a chance to digest things. I was a little way late, as I was mentioning to Amy. I have been without power for the last 10 days due to the freak snowstorm that hit the New England and the United States. So I just got electricity back on yesterday. So my apologies, but I will make every effort in the future, especially for consideration of the note taker, that we'll get the agenda out early. So does this format make sense? Does anyone have a question at the outset about the note format or the agenda / note format?
No.
Okay. All right. The other thing that Sarah Shreves asked me to talk about and propose is a shift in the meeting time, just moving it forward 1 hour. She has a lot of trouble making it early. She's in the central time zone, so she has a lot of trouble making it early, and I wanted to propose that we move it to accommodate her schedule and possibly others who have a similar issue, you know, making it at the time we were at. I can certainly send out and plan to send out in our notes, since, you know, we have kind of a low number attending this meeting, I'll send out a message just to confirm that 10 a.m. Eastern, 15 UTC would work. Does anyone on the call have a problem with that time?
No.
In fact, I like pushing it forward.
Okay. All right. So I'll just confirm it is going to mean that we will definitely be cut off after an hour. This line actually has another call. The Fedora committers get on this line right at 11 Eastern. So we would be forced to comply with our 1 hour meeting time, which is not a bad thing. It's just, I want to warn everyone of, you know, if we want to slop over, we don't really have that opportunity. But I think that's actually the right move. It's just have some compression on our common conference call lines. And this is Tuesday seems to be a very popular time for meetings. So, who just joined?
Hi, it's Kieran Walsh here from Innovation Solutions. Apologies for being late.
Hi, Kieran. Okay. Let's see. Moving on to our third topic. Again, an effort to not take up too much time in the meeting with news that can be shared, news and events that can be shared in other ways. The idea is that we spend our time talking about things that are really necessary to discuss. Again, I'm going to continue to sort of publish a nice little summary on news and events so all DCAT members can sort of be informed about the latest and greatest happening in the community. But I'd like to shift our discussion instead of going through every single news item or whatever and talking about them or having me talk about them, that we just talk about those items that people have questions, comments, feedback, or anything that I didn't include that people think other DCAT members should be aware of. I will make every effort to publish the agenda on Friday so that you have a couple days to digest this. And, you know, if you have questions or whatever, you can even note them on the agenda. You don't have to wait for the meeting. You can just note them and we can talk about them during the meeting. So I'll just highlight a few things that I think were big news in the last month or so. Obviously, GSpace 1.8 released on Monday. Big effort and obviously involvement on our and on the DCAT teams collaborating with the commuters and developers on 1.8. So that's a nice big accomplishment. And Tim, do you have any timing on the backup restore add-on? I know we've talked about it a couple times in this meeting, but that utility is that something that's still slated to be released shortly or in the near term?
Sometime within the next month, yes.
Okay.
Essentially.
Okay. The other big news is that DuraCloud has officially launched, DuraSpace has officially launched the open source cloud service, the hosted service, and that was launched about 10 days ago, actually just last week, last Wednesday, I think. And so if you're curious about that service and what that offering is, you can go to either the DuraCloud website or there's a nice article that I've summarized there. We also were featured in a number of publications, and I've listed that reference as well, or one of those references as well. So it's getting a lot of attention and a lot of interest, and that's all good. That's all good. And I think it actually hits a sweet spot of serving the community in a way that people are looking for, institutions are looking for. So last thing I wanted to highlight from the news really is the collection of data loss stories, heartbreak from data loss stories. It's the number 5 item under news. And the NDSA is actually collecting stories about data loss so that other people can learn from experience. And they've collected some, they're looking for more. If you or your institution has a story or you know of a story that you'd be willing to share, I'd encourage you to follow the link to that news blog item and you'll be directed to who you can send your story to. But I think it's helpful to have that kind of experience shared in the community so that people can learn from other institutions' sometimes very tragic data loss events. So that's all I wanted to highlight. You can certainly read through the rest of this at your leisure. I do want to make sure that we, if there's any news or anything interesting that's happening either in your world or that you know about within the community, if anyone wants to share anything, please feel free. I know we're talking a little bit before we officially started about Open Access Week activities. Sounds like lots happening in Arena's world, in Eastern Europe. Okay. We can move on. Let's see. The next topic we have is moving forward on improving metadata support. And sort of trying to digest the metadata survey results. I think there was a great response rate from this, and I was also impressed with the number of responses we got from people who weren't necessarily using DSpace. I think hopefully everyone had a chance to at least read some of the comments and feedback that Michael Guthrie had forwarded from Angela, and I can't remember her last name, but there was, you know, kind of a nice dialogue that was started, and it's clear this effort is going to be a big effort, and it's a matter of, you know, where do we start and where do we narrow it down? What is the survey telling us is most important to people? What should we start with based on the community feedback? So I guess, does anyone have a clear interpretation of what they think seems to be the most important thing coming out of the survey, or the most, you know, the most important priorities coming out of the survey?
Yeah, I get the feeling that from the comments and the responses that flexibility is really key here. You know, people didn't seem to be adverse to locking down the standardized Dublin core, but there still is that real need to have local fields and the ability to model their metadata the way they need it modeled. I think, you know, the mods question, the question about other schemas going in, mods was obviously big on the list, which probably isn't surprising considering the different types of objects we're putting in. But I don't know that we necessarily need to consider adding a schema, but more just allowing for it.
Yeah, and I kind of observed the same thing in a lot of the comments. I didn't look at every single one of the comments, but all the comments, particularly the comments, the end question, sort of the open-ended question, is there anything else that you would recommend relative to metadata schemas? And it seemed like there was a lot of that sort of theme of flexibility that came up. Anyone else have some observations about what seems?
Well, in addition to flexibility, I think one of the important things is allowing hierarchical metadata to really work.
Yep, that came up a lot too.
So to not just have mods, but to have it really function. And I think with the citation metadata, I saw that maybe you need something, but it hasn't really been decided what would be best if we were going to go with one.
Anyone else have observations about?
I think some of the questions people might not have been sure of how to answer.
Yeah, I got that impression as well. I mean, there was a lot of skipped. There's a lot of people that skipped the question, and there was a couple that was such a mix. Particularly the move metadata related configurations from DSpace CFG to database. It was such a mixed answer. I got the distinct impression people didn't have a clue what that meant.
Well, from my own experience at our institution, the other people that work with metadata really had no understanding of what that meant. So, you know, there are people that are working with metadata, but not necessarily understanding the system on that level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that struck me that's kind of tangential to metadata is that question two asked if one of the dominant reasons that they didn't choose DSpace was because of the reliance on Dublin Core. 218 people skipped that question.
We implemented it halfway through too. Uh-huh. So
okay, yeah.
So you have to look at. I think you have to look at. It was a pretty small number that I can't remember now. I have to look at it. There was only 3 respondents who actually answered the question that said yes, that was the reason they did not choose DSpace. So that's a pretty small percentage. And you can assume that the rest of the 200, well, and if they didn't answer, does your organization use DSpace? And it was dependent. There was logic to this question. So that's why most everyone skipped it. Unless they answered no, they wouldn't be directed to this question. So of the people that responded to the first question, you know, non-DSpace users, basically, that got directed to this question too, there were 19 of them. And of that 19, only 3 of them did not choose or said that, you know, Dublin Core was a major reason they didn't. So I guess to me, I don't know if it's statistically, you know, meaningful or not to just have 19 people. But it seemed like it wasn't a huge deal breaker for most people.
All right.
I guess the, I think the flexibility theme came out loud and clear for me. And then I took the question, sort of the more scripted questions that we had written about, you know, trying to suss out the priorities. And it seemed like the number one sort of, yes, we want this, was adding metadata authority controls to the data model and controlled vocabularies. So that was 72% people said, yes, that was important. And then the next highest one was enhanced metadata for communities, collections, and bit streams. That was 62%. So those seemed pretty dominant of the questions that we, you know, of the other functionality that we, metadata related functionality that we were trying to sort of suss out. So I don't know if those turn into projects or what, but it seems like that from a statistics standpoint, those are, you know, some fairly significant affirmative responses to those. I guess it was kind of surprising to me that updating to qualified Dublin Core or qualified Dublin Core registry only at 56%. I would have expected it to be higher, but what do I know?
People may not want to rework what they have.
Yeah. So I think it may take us a bit to digest all of this and to, you know, to really layer in here, but are there any other observations people can make or would make on this? So what I heard was, go ahead.
Serena, I just wanted to say that we do have a lot of suggestions in this question 13. I don't know whether we are supposed to follow them or not, because it's just one person's suggestion, like when they were mentioning some tutorials, more and better documentation.
Yeah, so and we're actually...
Is it a valid response if it's just one person out of more than 100 or...
Yeah, so there was some, it wasn't clear to me if those comments were related to, you know, they want metadata specific documentation or just in general. I guess I interpreted it as in general. They had some more general feedback and comments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
And we are, I'm not sure how recently I've mentioned it, but we are working internally to develop a framework for a education curriculum or a tutorial curriculum that will be wiki-based, that would be separate and distinct from the official documentation for DSpace, and would be contributed and developed by the community. So we're building that framework and sort of developing some examples now. We're calling it the knowledge base. And it's basically, the goal is to make the information and resource guide for DSpace really accessible for anyone to just sort of jump in and learn, more accessible and less technical than the official docs, and sort of take people through visuals and examples, hopefully that would meet part of what that person had requested. But that's something that we have heard, and we are trying to do something about. That's supposed to be launched in December, that framework. So,
good news.
Okay. So what I heard was, it's priority to have flexibility. And I think the other thing that I didn't mention was, it seemed like that people really wanted flexibility to getting their metadata out, in particular of DSpace. They also wanted flexibility for import, but in particular, they wanted flexibility, you know, they wanted the ability to export to different schemas. So I think flexibility is a big theme. And let's see, the hierarchical metadata. I don't know if it was Amy, and I think Sarah, I heard your voice, and I can't tell you from Amy. Did Sarah join? Or no? Is it my imagination?
That was me. That was Maureen.
Sorry, Maureen. So yeah, Maureen mentioned the hierarchical metadata, which I saw as a theme as well. Let's see. And then we also had the metadata authority controls, vocabulary, add them to the data model, and then enhanced metadata for communities, collections, individuals, files. So I don't know if those are, I'm sure those are interrelated sort of ideas and projects. I'm just trying to figure out how maybe we make these into statements or goals. Maybe that's where we start. We start with a statement or a goal of what we want to do, not really knowing necessarily how we get that to happen inside the code base, but you know that we want, for example, to have the ability to export to any data model, or maybe the most common, I'm sorry, any metadata schema or maybe some of the key ones that were identified in the survey. I'm wondering if it would be best to sort of have those statements or goals, like a team of people sort of work on developing those statements or goals that came out of the survey, that, you know, that that's sort of the nexus of what people are asking for relative to metadata survey. Does that seem to make the most sense, to have maybe a couple people get together outside this meeting and work on, you know, maybe, I don't know how many statements there would be, but or goals there would be, priorities, whatever you want to call them, but maybe there's five key priorities, and maybe there's more descriptors under those priorities that you have. But does that seem to be a logical way forward on this?
Yes, and I think it would be good to release those priorities and goals together with the results, because that would show that we are not only running a survey, but we have a plan. What to
right.
do with the results.
Right. I think that's a really great idea, Irina. Yeah. So let's see. How about we take a shot right now, since we have time? Why don't we take a shot at a couple of the priorities? Let's start with flexibility. So what does that mean to everyone? I would say import export to metadata schemas other than Dublin Core. What else does flexibility mean based on the survey results? And it can also be your experience, but what else? I guess the ability to use or plug in any metadata schema you want. Is that something that people saw as a common thread in the survey?
Yeah, I think local customization is high on the list there.
Okay. Anything else relative to flexibility? Okay, how about hierarchical metadata? So I saw
well,
comment.
I think,
go ahead.
Maybe Tim could talk about what would be needed for that to actually be supported.
The flexibility or
the hierarchical metadata?
To be honest, I don't know off the top of my head exactly how we do a lot of these things, but I think it's good to kind of brainstorm out what you mean by hierarchical metadata, just like what you mean by flexibility, so that the developers get a better sense of whether our views of what hierarchical metadata may or may not be actually match up with what the repository manager wants out of the system. So in the same way with flexibility, just trying to map out what things really need to be flexible. Is it ultimate flexibility, which is extremely difficult, or is it more just like certain areas of the metadata you need to be able to add custom metadata fields, things like that, which is much more of a well-defined task that could be implemented, if that makes sense. So I guess I would want to hear, what do you mean by hierarchical metadata? Does that mean metadata actually inherits from like a community to a collection to an item? Does it just mean everything has metadata fields? that sort of thing, essentially. So I don't have an exact answer.
So in the survey, and Maureen, you might have a really specific, more specific examples, but in the survey, there were people that said hierarchical metadata format like mods composed of metadata fields which with only one level of subfields in order to emulate hierarchical behavior. RDF style relations. Metadata hierarchy and RDF style relations. So I don't know if that helps at all.
So yeah, I mean, to actually implement mods inside DSpace might be a larger task, but we already can export and import mods. So it's kind of a question of what we want to work on towards the future. And some of these could be larger tasks. It just may take us a little bit longer to actually implement it fully.
Right. I think, you know, being able to ingest it, crosswalk it, export it, I think we can do that now. But in terms of having mods as an internal schema, and moving away from the flat structure, right now with Dublin Core, it's very flat. You don't have, you know, the relational aspects within the metadata.
Yep.
So, you know, moving, if we were going to have mods, say, as an internal schema, you know, what would have to happen to have the relational aspects be functional within DSpace?
Yeah, and again, I'm not sure that I even know the exact answer. I'd have to get the committers on that and try and come up with the best solution amongst all of us. I mean, it could be going more towards a Fedora model would be a way to go in that direction, which we're already wanting to try and do with the whole DSpace with Fedora Inside initiative. So this could be very parallel to that. But I'd want to get other people's brainstorms in on this as well, because I'm not even sure myself how best to implement that within DSpace other than in a Fedora sort of way.
And I think all of that ties into what you were talking about with flexibility.
Yep.
You know, if we're talking about changing our data models, we don't want to just, you know, throw it all open. But we do want to have enough flexibility for someone to say, I want a flat structure, and someone else to say, I want a hierarchical structure, and maybe they both can work. I'm not sure. But I think it also ties into people wanting the community and collection and Bitstream metadata. And having all of that tied in relationally, I kind of fits into going in the new data model direction in terms of allowing hierarchical metadata, of allowing, you know, relations more fully than what we have now.
Yep. Yeah, and I think if we just start to tease out some of those things that you'd like to see in the system or be able to do in the system, or the sorts of relationships you want to be able to have in the system, that might help the committers stay a little bit more on track rather than giving us sort of a very open-ended definition of, you know, give us hierarchical metadata, which sometimes puts us off in 10 different directions at once, admittedly.
Yeah.
You know, if we can kind of tie that down or restrain that a little bit, it's very helpful, I find.
Yeah, because, you know, we could put, you know, we can ingest mets, or, you know, we can ingest, you know, but that, so, I mean, in some cases, people are dealing with hierarchical metadata, and, you know, just by ingesting or exporting, but I think we do have to be very clear about how we want things to function, and why we want them to function that way, and how it all relates.
Yep, exactly.
And this is exactly the role that I think DCAT can help fill. As great, we have all this information coming from the community about what they want, but the bridge, the interpretation of how to get there, and the specifics of, you know, sort of what exactly we want it to look like, that is our role in helping the committers you know, sort of get a picture, an illustration of what we want. And then the collaboration comes where the committers say, well, I could do it one of three ways, or which would, you know, give us these three, you know, other options, or, you know, no, that's an impossibility. And how can we get some of that need met without, you know, a Herculean event occurring? So I think this is exactly where we need to be in terms of our role and our help for the community. So go ahead.
In someone's comment, they were talking about, you know, possibly emulating hierarchical behavior. So maybe it might be a step process where if the developer said, you know, we're not at the Fedora model yet, but maybe if the community said we need certain things maybe emulated, like this person is talking about authors and affiliation. Like within DSpace now, with Dublin Core, you can't tie an author to an affiliation. Is there a way to do that? Do we want to go all the way, or is there, you know, is it an iterative process that we build in more relational aspects? I think it was it 1.4 that the system stopped capturing metadata from the bitstreams because there was no way to tie that metadata to the bitstream. So there was a recognition that, you know, we don't have any relation between this, you know, the bytes that we're capturing and which bitstream it came from. And so why is this in the metadata? And I think that happens, you know, to a large extent for, you know, any number of things where we have, you know, a listing of metadata with no tie to, you know, what it's describing.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's a great point, especially pulling out very specific examples like adding in author affiliation. Like that's a great example to kind of put in front of the committers and have us brainstorm out, okay, how can we do that? You know, is there an easy way to do that relatively quickly? Does it mean that we need to do the giant jump all the way to hierarchical metadata? Or are there smaller steps in between? So pulling out really specific sort of little sample examples, those sort of things are really helpful, I think. And just helping us brainstorm out ways that we can move forward.
Yeah, I think in talking about, you know, different relations, you could say, well, here's all of these fields that say bytes, but then you have all of these bit streams. Well, which one goes with which? And you have a list of authors and you have a list of affiliations. Which one goes with which?
Yep. Yeah, I think those are both great examples of things that would be nice to have.
And something like mods that, you know, has built into it the relation between an author and an affiliation. You know, we have that in Dublin Core in a very flat way. You know, we have authors, we have affiliations, but there's no tie between them.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely recommend pulling out the author affiliations example because that's a good one. And even linking off to how it's done in mods to give a good example of how that could work better. And also I like the bitstream one as well, because that is a good example of where we did used to have some basic bitstream metadata, but it was actually on the item, which was strange. And that's why it got removed because it wasn't on the individual bitstreams. But it would be nice to have that metadata on the individual bitstreams so that you can actually have bitstream metadata and then relate it back to the items in some ways.
Okay, I'm taking notes, but you should check these notes, Maureen, to make sure that I have got it represented once I publish them.
We can add some examples to the notes if you like.
Yeah, that'd be great. Like I said, I'll in the notes I'll put up. Feel free to add more examples or more things that you think about as you noodle on this. And I'll certainly invite those that didn't have a chance to come to the meeting to add their two cents. And if they see, you know, other priorities that they thought came out of the survey, certainly to add that. So far we have a priority on I would call it general flexibility in terms of import-export metadata, schemas, allowing for local customization and the ability to plug in metadata schemas easily. And then we have the hierarchical metadata discussion. The next one, does it make sense? The addition of metadata authority controls and vocabularies?
Well, the control vocabulary add-on, I don't know where that would fit into this.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was going to kind of ask. Like, I think with the metadata vocabularies and all that, or the controlled vocabulary sort of stuff, it would be nice to know what's missing in the current functionality, because there is some current functionality. And the same thing with like the flexibility sort of questions, like what things are missing in the current functionality, because a lot of the things Val you listed off there, like we can do metadata export into different formats. We can allow you to add custom metadata fields or custom metadata schemas. Is it more that we just need to keep that functionality going forward, or is it that there's something actually missing in terms of some of those flexibility things? And the same thing goes with the controlled vocabulary stuff. It'd be nice to...
The import and export, maybe some people don't realize that there are crosswalks existing and that you could add more. And that... like you said, we do have that functionality, but do we need to expand that functionality? You know, exactly what you said. Is there something missing? But in terms of, I think someone alluded to it that, you know, we're not exposing RDS triples. Is that, you know, something that is possible in the future? But I think
that would be a good example. Yep.
And is it something that along the ePrints model where you have a choice of export, is that what people are thinking of? Because you can get into the system and configure something to export or, you know, to crosswalk. And we have the OAI and you can, you know, configure that. But are people expecting to see, you know, here, export it in this format like ePrints does?
Oh, right, from the user interface. Yeah, and that could be... part of it.
So a UI for export.
And you pick the format for export. That might be, you know, more in terms of with metadata people answering this, that might be what they're expecting rather than to have to go into the configuration files or source files.
Well, I guess we had a long discussion, I think, in the development of the survey too about sort of locking down Dublin Core and creating a structure that would allow for customizations, but not to disrupt the Dublin Core. You could add to it, but you couldn't change the Dublin Core that was there. And it seemed like we had a lot of discussion around that, not to prohibit flexibility, but it seemed to me that that would actually enhance it, because you'd still have a standard, but then you would have a sort of a unique place to make your customizations, and therefore it would be easier to, you know, do different customizations, because it'd sort of be in an isolated way and you wouldn't be touching sort of the standard Dublin Core. But is that not... I guess my question is that a part of this sort of flexibility discussion that we would lock down Dublin Core, but and isolate the place we did customizations?
Sure. Yeah, I would think it was. I was just trying to point out that I think more specific statements are much more useful to the committers than more generic things, like just saying, we want to allow local customizations a very open-ended statement like that could mean almost anything.
Right.
But if you try and tie down what you mean by that a little bit more, or give it a little bit more of a boundary, then that's much more useful. And it can help get discussion generated a little bit more amongst the committers, and also amongst the committers' institutions and perhaps their bosses.
Would it also, you know, would that whole functionality, sort of the customization functionality, or, you know, establishing or bringing in a different metadata schema, I assume that is also something, you know, that that might be made easier if there is a UI for it. Or is that... Are you so far deep that you would have to be sort of in the code at that point?
I think the issue is that, you know, we do handle, other than when you first get DSpace, you do handle the registries and the user interface, and then any changes are made right now in the user interface. The only time you actually use the registry in the code is when you first do an install. And then after that, it's maintained in the user interface. I think the issue is that people that are handling the user interface may not know all the places that they're affecting in the code. So the config file has, you know, browse and those things that are, even when you're batch loading, you know, is what you're batch loading in your registry, you know, is that field in your registry. Or, you know, you change something in your registry, but did you think about changing it and how you set up your browse or, you know, your advanced search or anything like that? So I think maybe a better explanation of where all the places in the code, if someone isn't thinking in those terms, that the registry is affecting.
So sort of an education task.
And then, you know, maybe more of an education about the crosswalks and, you know, setting up, you know, OAI, and if you're adding other things, you know, if you're adding something, do you want to crosswalk that simple Dublin core, for example?
Right. Is there any simplification that you think needs to go on with where all of that is done, Maureen?
Me personally, no, but I have heard people say that, you know, I know that some people don't like to look at, you know, the files at all. So maybe, yeah. I don't know. I think it works if, you know, if you're aware of what's going on. But, you know, some people might, some repository managers might not have access, or, you know, might not get into those files, and not, you know, if they have someone, a developer working with them, they might not know the right questions to ask, or I'm not sure.
Right.
Yeah. I would say the one simplification we could try and do there is bring more of those to the user interface so that you're not having to go to the file system to tweak all those settings per se, but if there's a way to tweak them, even within the metadata registry itself, perhaps, you never even know, or wherever, somewhere in the user interface, you can tweak those settings a little bit easier.
Right.
Be nicer, obviously.
Well, yeah, just more obvious, right? More.
Yeah.
Okay, so back for the last few minutes, back on sort of this metadata authority controls vocabulary. So is this another instance of education, or are there, do you think there's real improvements that can be made
to to the
metadata.
to what, the metadata registry or
metadata authority controls and control vocabularies, like the add-on.
I think it comes with two that, you know, are really obscure. I've heard people say, well, I'd like to be able to tie into something external and, you know, have it affect my submissions. And they don't necessarily want to maintain something internally. But then you have, you know, issues with rights and what we're allowed to tie into. And
yeah, and that's part of the reason why we distribute with two obscure ones is we didn't have rights to distribute the big ones.
Yeah. So, you know, DSpace comes with the ones we have rights to that probably, I don't know if anyone's using, but, you know, is there a way to open that up to maybe if a particular institution had rights to use, a controlled vocabulary or a thesauri, can they link into that in some way? Or does it have to be, you know, internal to DSpace? Does it have to, you know, do you have to bring it in? And then if you have to bring it in, then people might be concerned that there's, you know, the problem of updating it.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's all good info. The only other question I'd have is, are there specific examples of ones that people might want to tie in to that are external? Because it would just be good to get some examples.
What is it called? National Agricultural Library. They just theirs is not linked data. It's not linked open data. The National Agricultural Library's agricultural thesaurus. There's LC. There's some, you know, other subject-based ones that people might be interested in.
NLM.
Okay. I'm going to, I'll publish the notes and I'll encourage everyone to add to this. I actually might put this on a different, on a separate page so we can sort of evolve it and reference it. Sort of, you know, just a summary of priorities based on the survey and DCAT's interpretation and sort of fleshing out examples and, you know what we think the community is wanting from it. It would be great to actually have the ability to do each one of these sort of as a community-wide discussion and say, here's the priorities that we think the survey told us, and just take one topic at a time and say, you know, here's what we think you guys want, and invite people to participate and validate our interpretation. So we continue this dialogue and continue to get people interested in talking and maybe working on this. So I'm going to give some thought to that, but I think maybe even putting it up as a separate public wiki page. Well, all of our pages are public, but just making sure that we have the ability for people to make comments. But initially, of course, just looking for comments from DCAT and our summary on what we think the surveys told us. I'll probably throw a couple more up that we didn't necessarily talk about. So please feel free to add, correct, change, whatever I put up. You guys all should have, as long as you have an ID on the wiki, you should be able to go ahead and make edits however you feel necessary. And I think that's about all we're going to get through today. We got through most everything except for our JIRA issues. I'll just say again, if you don't have a current or open JIRA issue that you're working on, if you could please select one that is meaningful to you and or your institution, and we can start a dialogue. We have a nice long runway here before the next version of DSpace. So I'm hoping that we can get more, not only work on the metadata and support, but also get some more new features in. So I will remind everyone of that again in the notes, but I think that's it. Anyone have anything else they want to mention or?
Oh, maybe I can briefly mention about my JIRA issue, which is the last one in the list. I think I can draft a letter for community discussion.
Yes.
Soliciting other bread scripts that already have been written. And yep. Maybe before our next call, I'll send it out and we can discuss it and maybe yep. Something we can announce even this year.
Yep. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for joining.
Thank you.
And we'll be chatting on email and on the wiki. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.